Hello.
Hello, how you doing, sir? I apologize. We had a system shortage. We just restarted our systems. Let's continue with your survey. You left off at where it says finding transportation and teleservices and telemeds.
Correct.
Okay. And this was you select which the ones that apply. Did you use the following regularly use internet for work, participating in your local community, searching or applying for benefits and resources for you and your family, reading the news?
Work.
Okay.
Definitely for work. Do you have a category for education? Because my son has to have internet for his homework.
I guess that would go into like benefits and resources for you and your family.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What about using social media, reading the news, searching and applying for
definitely.
A job?
Social media and reading the news.
Okay. What about searching and applying for a job?
Actually, I just started doing that now.
Okay. So that falls into that category. And what about general internet searching?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Just a moment here. And which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A workplace computer, a friend or family's members, or family member's home, public space such as parks and government buildings, a business such as restaurants or bookstores, and WIC free Wi-Fi, which is city-free Wi-Fi network, schools, college, or university, a library or community center?
Yes.
So all of these – so remember, you could select the ones that apply. So the,
right.
A workplace computer?
Yes.
A friend or family member's home?
No.
A public space such as parks or government building?
Yes.
A business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore?
Yes.
A WIC-free Wi-Fi? Which is the city-free network, Wi-Fi network.
Didn't even know that existed, so I said no.
School, college, or university?
Yes.
A library or community center?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston's WIC-free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in a public space, in public spaces? Would you say it's very frequently, somewhat frequently, not too frequently, or not at all, or don't know what is WIC-free Wi-Fi?
Don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides...
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently enrolled on the ACP? In the ACP?
No.
No?
Okay. No, the data package is too small.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household have access to the device they need to meet their everyday needs for the internet use, like computers, smartphones, tablets, and other internet-enabled devices?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following devices do you use regularly to access the internet?
Laptop,
select which ones?
Cell phone, laptop, desktop. No desktop.
A tablet or iPad or similar device?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by Tech Goes Home, provided by Child School? Okay. How confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Would you feel... very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all, confident. General internet searching.
Somewhat confident.
Health care and telehealth services.
Very confident.
Participating in your local community.
Somewhat confident.
Searching and applying for a new job.
Generally confident.
Did you say what? I'm sorry?
Somewhat confident for that one as well.
Thank you. Applying for benefits for you or your family?
I guess I would be somewhat confident.
Okay. You also have not too confident or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Transportation information?
Very confident.
Thank you. Okay, we're past halfway done. Have you ever taken classes to improve your digital skills? Could these be computer skills, navigating the internet, certain programs like Excel, Word, etc.?
Yes
or no? Okay. Would you be interested in digital skills training if there was offered free of charge?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. What kind of digital skill training would you be interested in most, in-person classes, do-it-yourself training module, online classes, in-person support from a friend or instructor, or none of these?
Online classes are more convenient.
Okay, thank you. If you were to take digital skill classes in person, where would you prefer to take these classes? At a public library near you? At a community center such as the YMCA, at a public school near you, at a religious center, at a council on aging?
Library's closest.
Thank you. What kind of digital skills topics would you be most interested in? Downloading new software on a computer? And you could select the ones that apply. Navigating the internet? How to fix issues on a computer?
That one.
How to navigate? Okay. How to navigate on your cell phone? Using social media? How to use telehealth? How to create and send emails? How to pay bills online? Internet safety? Basics of using a computer?
Basics is a good one.
Okay. Thank you. How concerned are you at all, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Which of the following are you concerned about? That I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? That I or a loved one, okay, or that I or a loved one could be harassed or has her,
definitely that
or
one.
Abused online? Okay. That my data could get stolen or used without my consent?
Yes.
That I could be tracked or surveilled?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you. Do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online? Yes, no?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? Password manager, antivirus software, Secure Boston.
Yes.
Yes, to which
antivirus,
one?
The antivirus program and the password one.
Okay, password manager, Secure Boston, dual authenticator login, firewall.
Yes.
You got the dual authenticator?
The dual authenticator, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use the City of Boston's website? Would you say it's more than weekly, a few times a month, monthly, less than monthly?
More than
never.
Weekly.
Okay. Thank you. When you use the City of Boston's website, how often do you use it? Does it work for you? Would you say it's very well, somewhat well, not too well?
Somewhat well.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How many people, including yourself, are currently in your household?
5.
Thank you. How many children under the age of 18 are currently in your house?
1.
Living? 1. Thank you. Do you live in an affordable housing? Affordable housing is defined as housing subsidized by a housing authority paid for through a voucher or building ran by a private developer?
No, I own my own home.
No, okay, thank you. And what languages are spoken regularly in your home?
Spanish, English, Arabic, French.
French, and you said Arabic. Thank you. And were you born in an island, in the island of Puerto Rico, the mainland of United States, or in another country?
Mainland.
Mainland? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual, straight, gay or lesbian, bisexual? Yes.
Heterosexual. Heterosexual, straight.
Thank you. And are you a transgender? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Do you have any active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Have I ever served? No.
No. Okay. Do you identify as a person with a disability?
Yes.
And do you belong to a North American, Indigenous, Native, or tribal group?
No.
No? Oops. Thank you. And do you receive or take part of any of the following government programs? WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
SNAP.
Mass Health, Medicaid.
Yes.
SSP, State Supplement Program.
SSD.
SSD, you said, not P?
Yes.
Okay, Social Security.
Disability, yeah.
Social Security income?
No.
Okay, thank you. You said SSD, correct? Disability.
Correct.
Thank you. And were you ever formerly incarcerated?
No.
No, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income of all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $59,999, $60,000 to $79,999. Thank you.
That one right there.
Okay, well, thank you so much, sir. Now, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Bye. Okay.